In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
Something pet owners do every day that they may not think too much about. Open a can of food, scoop out from a bag, and feed your dog or your cat. We assume and trust the food is healthy and designed for an animal. The reason we can assume that is in large part to a veterinary doctor you may never have heard of, named Mark Morris. Beginning in 1948, he spent decades studying and promoting animal nutrition. Before Dr. Morris's work, pet food was garbage. While it may have filled up the animal, it was not very nutritious. Sometimes the cruelest animal health problems could be solved by simple nutrition. If you love your pet and trust your pet food, you have Dr. Mark Morris to thank. What's interesting about his life is he didn't originally want to do that kind of work. He was a mechanical engineer. But his father had made some key discoveries about animal illnesses and animal nutrition, but nobody wanted to listen because his discoveries were going to cost money. When Dr. Morris's father suddenly died, his discoveries would have died with him. So Dr. Morris dropped what he was doing and took over his father's work and saw it through for the next 5 decades. And his father's passion for animal health lived in Dr. Morris. I tell this story not for a pet care history lesson, but as an example of how one person's dream can live in another person. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, he writes that through faith in Jesus Christ, he says, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." One could say that's the goal of the Christian life, that Christ lives in me. But what does that mean, I no longer live, Christ lives in me? For Dr. Morris, you could say his father was living in him when he gave up what he wanted to do, at least originally, to make sure his father's work came to fruition, came to see the light of day. His father was then living in him. And for the follower of Jesus Christ, I think it's somewhat parallel. Christ living in me means the old broken me is put aside. The old broken me is dead. The old broken me is killed with its agendas. And the new path is living a Christ-centered life, living what Christ wants in me, living Christ's dream for this world. Do we follow Christ with the same passion that Dr. Morris continued in his father's work? You know, this week in the church, we are remembering and we were reminded most clearly that the Christ-centered life is centered on his cross. Is Christ living in you? Well, Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." Christ is living in you to the extent that you take up your cross daily. Christ is living in you to the extent that you live the cross of Jesus Christ. You know, that cross means, at first and foremost, sacrificial love. Enduring daily sacrificial love. The cross is bearing sufferings with patience. The cross is loving those different from you as if they were your closest family. And by different, that could be personality differences that you just can't take. It could mean differences in race. It could mean differences in religion. This season, it certainly would mean differences in politics. The cross is forgiving those who don't even ask. The cross is putting judgment aside on people who live life in very bewildering ways. The cross is affirming Jesus Christ when the world wants you to be quiet. The cross is putting aside what you want for the sake of the gospel, for loving, for helping, for healing, without asking for a membership card. And that's just a sample of what it means to have Christ living in you. And that begs a question: would an outsider have any idea, based on your life, would they have any idea that Christ is living in you? Do we preach love without living love? I have a question for you. Has this ever happened to you? You're driving along some long stretch of road, and you're going along and everything's normal, and then you get to a sign, one of those orange rectangle signs, and it says end construction, like out in the middle of nowhere, and you're like, you look in your mirror, you're like, I didn't even notice there was any construction. It's like it got left over from a year ago or something. And there was no evidence that there was any construction, yet still this sign sits there that someone forgot to collect. Sometimes I wonder if people think that about me. If I were to say Christ is living with me, they'd be like looking around in the rearview mirror and say, I didn't even know he was living in you. There's absolutely no evidence of it. And that's not to say we should live our faith in order to be seen. What that means is that Christ living in you is going to show on its own volition, on its own momentum. Living the way of the cross will bear fruit. When Dr. Morris continued his father's work, the results were there. His father living him showed just by what he did. If Christ is living in us, if we live the way of the cross, if we show sacrificial love without partiality, there's just going to be results. There's going to be evidence. There's going to be construction work showing. You don't have to try to be seen. The love will show on its own. One last little part. In order for Dr. Morris to continue his father's work, he had to give up his original career path. In order for Christ to live in me, something's got to go. Paul didn't just say Christ lives in me. He first said, it is not I who live. Jesus didn't just say, take up your cross and follow me. He first said, deny yourself, and then take up your cross and follow. The first step to Christ living in you is to get your broken self out of the way so that Christ can shine. Deny self-centered impulses. Crucify that which leads us away from the gospel. One could say that the goal of the Christian life is that Christ lives in me. Is Christ living in you? Well, this week in the church, we are reminded most clearly that a Christ-centered life is a life centered on the cross. Amen.